Morning, Dr. Nedrick Teddy, and a pre and post chronic letters for Omtrion Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Price. On 12-3-25, Mrs. Horn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. It was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-5-25, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. I may have done this before. On the 12-3-25, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-26-25, there's been some improvement period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bo Koop on 12-3-25. Mrs. Hatch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-29-25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry with Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. 12-3-25, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 9-9-25. There's been significant deterioration. Clinical correlation would be required for further assessment. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos. One on 12-3-25, Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There's a good response, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 9-18-25. There's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Michael Markham, and this goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 12-3-25, Mr. Markham performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEO 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-10-25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Altman. This goes to Dr. Cardis and the VA. On 12-3-25, Mr. Altman performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. Patient achieved 485 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.